Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Phyllis Pricer, and I'm your hostess this evening on the Higher Dimensions. I am so delighted to have you as my guest this evening. Every once in a while, I decide to take a little time off from interviewing other people and decide that it's nice for me to be able to, in my own mind at least, give readings or do past life readings or psychic readings for those who call in. So if you would like that, I'd love you to call in, ask questions. It can be about anything, or on past lives. I do happen to have a great joy in doing past lives. They're so much fun. But I can do any of the readings you like. Or when I get desperate, I simply go into telling you how to become your own psychic or provide information or anecdotal stories that have come up recently, and see what I can do to keep you all amused and entertained for an hour. It's going to be my birthday this coming Saturday. I won't tell you how old I am. I usually don't mind, but I don't think it's necessary to broadcast it all around the world. But I will tell you this. For Capricorns, according to a dear astrologer, a tarot reader, I should say, who has been on my show, she was advised that this year for Capricorns is the best and luckiest year for Capricorn since the 1700s. I'm telling you, I'm ready for this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I am ready for the best year I've had in 300 years. And I'll be honest with you, for somebody who's over 300 years old, I really look good. At any rate, something about Pluto transiting through Capricorn at this time, and also it's supposed to last for several years, but this year is the beginning, and it is therefore considered the luckiest. So I am looking for wonderfully great things to happen this year for all Capricorns. I say go for it. Whatever your heart's desire, whatever you want to do, go for it. Get started. And the other thing is, another lovely astrologer who's been on, Judith Ryan, and she'll be on in a few weeks, said also that we, as Capricorns, should wait until after the 27th of the month to start brand new ventures. I guess beginning with today, the 8th, around the 8th or 9th, and wait until the end of this month, and then things will just rip open and it'll be just absolutely wonderful. So all you Capricorns out there, heed the advice and we'll see what we can do about making this the best year ever for us in our sign. Anyone who would like to call in, please feel free. The phone number is 1-877-876-5227. And if you want a reading or something, that's fine. I would love to do it. Other than that, it has been an absolute blast and joy. I've been on this show now for over 2 years, and I am as excited and happy and proud about being on this program as I can be. It has been an area where I'm able to grow and to try my wings and to ascertain that this is a good medium, a good field for me to be in and to enjoy myself. And above all, I do enjoy myself in this show. And I love meeting each and every one of you over the phone. I love the wonderful guests that I am privileged to have over this past 2 years. I have met so many wonderful people, and they are all like they're all friends now. Leilani, who is on the show, Atira, who used to have a show, but we still maintain a beautiful friendship, Mary Ellen, the Angel Scribe, and others. It's just been absolutely enchanting. Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Sharon.
Karen?
Sharon.
Sharon. Hi, how are you? How can I help you this evening?
I guess I just have a question.
Certainly.
I was wondering, on a soul level,
yes.
do I have a contract with any divine beings that I need to be aware of?
Yes, you do. Okay, on a soul level, we all do. Number one, it's your own higher self.
Okay.
That's the divine being. Okay. And it's interesting because last night in channeling, I got a really nice earful on this, that we should be expressing our awareness that we are as we tend to forget, divine beings first and foremost. We're human beings second.
Right, I know that.
And that we are here to gather information and to share with other beings our humanness, our entry into the human plane and all the other information that's given us. That there is a place somewhere, I have no clue where, but on another dimension, that whenever we go through any kind of a learning experience, whether it's whether we perceive it to be, let us put it that way, emotionally evocative, that information, while we keep that information as the original, say, CD, recorded in our own beings, a copy of that information is immediately archived elsewhere in the universe. And it's like a very grand, very large library of all the emotions and all the situations and thoughts and things, experiences that we human beings have. And it is recorded and kept in that library for other beings to use and access, since they don't have the kind of emotional gifts that we do to feel.
Like universal consciousness?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is recorded for posterity, for others to use and tap into, since they don't come here for human bodies, and they want to know what it's like on Earth and what we are experiencing. So for them, it's like a school library to go to. And there are, the same thing occurs with other information from other universes that are recorded and kept there as well, so that people do not necessarily have to be incarnated into any particular life or birth into some kind of physicality, I guess, in other places to know what's going on, which I find absolutely fascinating.
That is fascinating.
I thought so, too. I wasn't aware of this, and I thought, my goodness, at least it makes you feel like you're doing something worthwhile when you go through this crud, you know?
Yeah, I thought, you know, when we went through the lessons, we were doing them for ourselves, but
it is.
Geez, it's nice to know that we're helping others, too.
Absolutely. We open up and help others as well. And also, the word was to be aware. You are aware of another being around you at this time, I feel sure. You are feeling something of as though there's someone trying to communicate with you? Is that correct?
Yes, I've been on a spiritual path now for like 4 years.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and you are not wrong. And the more that you become aware in opening that awareness, and even, I know it sounds weird, like talking, acknowledging their presence.
No, go ahead. It doesn't sound weird to me.
Okay, I'm just putting it.
Nothing sounds weird to me.
Nothing sounds weird. Okay, good. You're one of my people. Okay. Well, as long as you are aware and you extend yourself to communicating, you will find over a period of time that a more conscious dialogue will open up between you and this other being with whose presence you feel around you. And the fact is, the presence that's being accorded to you is helping you to acclimate to this other being carefully, because some people can get freaked out.
I know.
Okay. Also, when you deal with the vibrational aspects of it, you first begin to be concerned whether or not, you know, you're hearing things or they should come and, you know, put you in a nice little padded cell.
May I interject for some moment? I've been hearing, I hear voices.
Okay.
In the middle of the night. Sometimes I hear my name being called.
Okay.
And I'll wake up and I go, yeah, can I help you?
Yes.
I'll hear that sort of thing.
That's messengers. They're trying to get messages through to you.
Okay.
There's a biblical, are you familiar at all with the Bible, the Old Testament?
Not so much with the Bible. I know about it, but
okay.
I don't subscribe to it.
Back in the old days, there is the story of Saul being called. He was dedicated to the Lord as one of the rabbis and teachers, and he went and prayed in the synagogue. He was there being raised, and he would hear his name called, and any time that we hear our name called, it is we are being called to service. And you are doing the right thing by responding, saying, here, yes, I am. And so you are being communicated with, and it's going to become clearer and clearer.
I see.
Okay. And also, as I said, I am saying this with a caveat, because people can get really, the energy level can be really intense. And so moving slowly is what people have found is happening, all right? It's not all coming at once like poor Saul on the road to whoever it was he was supposed to. He was persecuting Christians at the time, and he was struck blind.
Uh-huh.
We seldom have that. The intent is not to shock people, but to draw your attention. Being called to service, that's one way, and being receiving communication. Another thing that can happen is if a phone rings in the middle of the night as well, and there's nobody there, okay, unless you have a stalker, in which case all bets are off. But normally speaking, you know, it can be through a telephone, you know, calling you your attention. Do you ever wake up with hearing applause in your ears or being, people saying something about a job well done?
Well, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The other night I had the strangest dream.
Okay.
It was where I was lifted from my bed about maybe 3-4 inches, and it was more like static. I was hearing static, and then I heard a male voice.
Uh-huh.
The voice was from far away.
Right.
And I had, it was not like trembling, but my body was like vibrating.
Uh-huh.
At a high vibration. And,
right.
And I heard the voice. I heard bits and pieces from the voice, of the voice, and I'm saying in my mind, I can't really hear you well, but the voice was far off. And I heard a couple things about lessons being learned and a fiery sword, and that's about all I could catch. But
huh.
Then I woke up, and
mm-hmm.
Of course I was in my bed. But
you were receiving communication from beyond. Okay, and as I said, you will be receiving more and more of these phenomena in your life.
Okay.
Okay. So my feeling is that this is absolutely wonderful for you at this time. I'm so excited. And these are the energies that have been promised to us over a period of long, long time. Okay, these are the energies of moving. You've been studying. You've been working, obviously.
It's been intense for the last, I'd say, almost 5 years. It's been intense.
Okay.
I can't stop. It's just...
And you are studying this somewhere? Or on your own?
On my own. I basically study on my own and
okay.
With the computer and books on my own. I just devour everything I can get.
Okay. What area do you live in?
I live in New York, but I just moved actually to a rural area because I retired.
Oh, okay.
And I babysit a lot for my daughter, so that's why I'm up in the rural area.
Okay. Well, my feeling is now that you have indeed opened yourself up, you are going to have more experiences. And the vibration, now, I don't, this is not to concern you, but it is also very possible that you are receiving communications from other, what we would call ETs, okay?
Pardon me?
Communication from ETs.
Okay, no, but I'm open to that, too.
You're open to that, okay. And the thing is, it's consistent with what you're talking about, the vibrational aspects of it.
Yes.
The feeling shaking, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
This is not unusual. What you might want to do is ask them to please be more clear in their communication. Stop and listen, but let them know, as you have, that these things are of interest to you, but it sounds to me as though you are, that there is a measure of communication being activated within you right now, okay? And it's a trial and error because the slowing down of vibrations and from their level to communicate with you and all that has to go through, and you're having
to
deal
with it.
Huh?
I understand how that all that works.
Good, because that's exactly what's happening. And that's kind of what I was told last night. Now, maybe that's one reason why I went through the experience when I was channeling last night, because a lot of information was given, so I could, you know, provide this information today on the radio show. It's amazing what happens.
How things work out, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because it was totally unexpected, and the information that came through was really, really tremendously interesting. I've had what you're talking about, too, vibrations, shaking. It's when you're literally your body level is being upgraded, shall we say, or speeded up in order to be able to communicate better. And as time goes on, once you're acclimated, then they wait for a little bit, and then they come back and do some more. Okay.
Oh, I see. Because so, I think that's the second time that that has happened.
Uh-huh.
And this time was more intense.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does happen, and it could be sometimes like you feel like you're shivering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where great chills run through you.
Right.
I've
had that a lot though with the chills. So.
Pardon?
I've had a lot with the chills, so
yeah.
I just don't pay any attention to that anymore.
Pay attention. I'm saying pay attention.
Okay.
I want you to be aware of it, because that's when the body is being acclimated, and that's a time when you can communicate, because that's one of the signs of direct communication. Okay, so put your attention and awareness when you start feeling that. Put your attention and awareness to that feeling and any effort to communicate with you at that time. Does that make sense?
It does. Is it more like a channeling?
Yeah. It can be during a period of time, yes.
Okay.
That information can come through. Is that what you want to do as channel?
I don't know.
Okay. That's an honest answer. Are you familiar with the ARE, the Association of Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach?
No.
Okay. Go online, please.
Okay.
I want you to look into it and consider joining it. It is a wonderful program. They have conferences both in New York and at the beach. They do teach you how to develop your psychic abilities, and a course is coming up in that towards the end of, I think, the third week of February, maybe the second week of February, taught by Carol Adlieros and Henry Reed down there. It is fabulous training. I've been through it myself. Even though I've been, psychic all of my life, basically, the training is wonderful. It gives you a lot of ground. It gives you a lot of solid information. It's a good practical approach, okay?
Okay.
And we all can use assistance when we go into this. It's nice to be able to find a group of like-minded individuals that we can share information with and grow and become a part of. And you will meet people with whom you will feel very, very much in tune with, and who can answer a lot of your questions and just be there for you. It's the ARE is one of the best organizations that I know for this. Okay, and I don't usually recommend organizations. This one I do.
Great.
Any other questions?
No. I guess you've answered everything.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I hope you'll continue listening.
I will.
Thank you. God bless and take care.
Blessings.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. Oh, how wonderful. It is just so amazing how it happens that people, the information that one needs is manifested to you or brought to your attention, and you wonder why. On Wednesday nights, I do channeling with a small group of friends, and there are just about three or four of us, and it was interesting last night, because for the first time, and I won't go into how it happened, that there was a request made that one of the parties in the meditation group wished to have me channel someone who'd been on the earth plane before rather than someone who had never been on the earth plane before. The complaint being basically that somebody who hasn't been on this earth plane before doesn't know what the heck we're going through, and therefore all these highfalutin ideals and stuff, are just so much hogwash, in a nice way of putting it. And so at any rate, I went in, and the higher spirit, the one who'd never been incarnated, came through. And I have to be honest with you, mostly it's not the same spirits. It's various people who, various entities, I should say, who come with information that a lot of times I have no knowledge of, and as I just shared some of it with you. But in this instance, the energy felt male and was giving us this information of why we're on this earth plane and all of how we are not only doing it for ourselves, but the information that we have is for other people. So if we can become aware that whatever we're doing, whatever we're thinking, whatever we're feeling, is also being utilized, it's material to be utilized to help others understand and go through things and provide a basis for research and enlightenment elsewhere, then that gives us, I think, another perspective on why we agree to go through things, not only for ourselves, but for the sake of others. So for me, at least, that says, well, great, at least somebody's getting something out of this, and now I don't feel so alone, but at least I know I'm providing information sort of on a research basis for other beings to understand the human condition and what we go through here better. Which, as I said, for some people says, so what, and why do I have to? But we all agreed to this before we came, so this is something that gives me a warm and fuzzy feeling. Then that person had a few things to say about ordering up, as it were, a smorgasbord of entities to come on demand, so to speak, from this person in our group. And it was put just like that, that having people come were the highest spirits, but, you know, it's not like you can tell them, you know, you can pick and choose from your professors. You kind of take what you get. You know, if he wanted somebody who had been on Earth before, fine. So that entity left about halfway through, and then another entity came through, and this time it was a female who had been born in a human body, and her first comment was, it was nice to be back in a human female body after so much time, and I knew nothing else about it. But she did again give a lot of information, most of which I really can't remember unless I go and really sit down to the taping, because I tape all of my channeling sessions. And in that, it was given as to why we were here in this body and how we had to consider keeping faith with our own feelings of intuition, that we can't rely on other people to provide us all the information, that we are here in essence to develop our own abilities and to rely on ourselves. And that is one of the main thrusts of learning to be our own psychics, in a sense, and to learn how to rely on our own intuition to grow as human beings and as spiritual beings. And that it was very important to continue to develop our own abilities rather than relying on other people to tell us what we want to know. It's not that other people cannot share this with us and confirm what we ourselves feel, because we are all growing through this planet, which is so terribly dense as far as energy is concerned. So growing that way is a fabulous gift. And the thrust of the conversation was just that. We all should learn more about how to be our own psychics, that we should recognize that we are our own best gift to ourselves, that we should each and every day express gratitude for everything that we have in our lives, that there is no reason not to be grateful, that something each day shows us that this gift of life that we have, which is one of the fastest ways, if not the fastest way, to gain spirituality, because we have to go by faith rather than by knowledge, which is given to us on other planes. That's why this one is so difficult, because so much is shrouded, and we have to develop the gift of faith and belief and trust in ourselves and in what's inside of us. So that was the thrust of her saying. And And, you know, if things don't work out, it's because we do indeed make choices. If we were to stop and look at ourselves, and I am one of those who must also do the same, at how many pieces of information we plug into our little brains each and every day, and a goodly proportion of it is negative information. You know, we find ourselves saying, oh, I'm stupid, or I'm this, or I'm that. Well, we should never, ever say that to ourselves under any circumstances. We are not stupid. We make mistakes. We are human, and that's the way it is. But when we say we are stupid, we are telling our brains to say, well, you want stupid, stupid is as stupid does. You want stupid, okay, you can be stupid. And then your brain allows you to do things, make mistakes or decisions that are not the wisest choices, because we turn around and say, you know, how often do you praise yourself and say, I'm really a smart person. I'm intelligent. I'm beautiful. I'm educated. Even if you haven't gone to college, you are educated, because every day that you live on this life, in this earth plane, you are indeed growing in wisdom and knowledge. Also, we have a tendency to draw into ourselves our own energy patterns. In other words, instead of consciously being aware of expanding our energy, watching it, pretending that we're like a balloon expanding with air blown in it, and I don't mean getting fat, I mean energy expansion, we tend to hover into ourselves. We also cut short our breathing, which, by the way, also brings in our beautiful, beautiful auras. So we should each day make a conscious effort to visualize our aura, even if we can't see it, pretend, and visualize it expanding around us. And if you want to guess at the color, guess at the color. You don't have to be right. You can wrap yourself in any colors that you want, whatever feels right to you. You know, some days you dress in one color and some days another color. And that's your soul telling you that this is the color that is best for your energy level for that day. Be aware of that. Music that hums and sings to you, be aware of that, because there's something in the melody, or if you know the words, in those words that spirit is trying to reach through you, or your own higher self is attempting to equate you with in your own mind. So again, my feeling is, be aware of expanding your awareness to reach out to yourself and to all others. It's a fabulous gift that we have of being on this earth plane here, a truly fabulous gift. And we tend to forget it, don't we? I know I, too, must make a great observation of myself, and thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now, I know this morning I realized I didn't thank those who came through last night. And I'm thinking, well, what adult I was. I mean, that's even common courtesy that I missed, thanking those spirits that came through last night. But I felt that they knew that I did appreciate them at the time. And I also felt a little spacey afterwards. It was really weird, because I've never had two come consecutively like that. And I was really surprised at the way my body responded to it, which was, I felt like my head was really big, and I had a hard time getting my body to respond to the command to move and get up, etc. Thank goodness my friends are there and gave a command for my toes to wiggle. I could barely get my toes wiggling. Even that was hard for me. It really was an applied effort. So I found out something about myself last night, and it's again, it was an interesting concept, and I wonder if it'll happen again. I don't know if it will. I don't know if there's a reason to, but it was interesting. But again, I had forgot to thank them. Now, on a larger scale, for all of us, these next few years are extremely, extremely important. We are all going to move into greater and greater swirls of energy. We are all going to be serving more and more our purpose, our mission here on this earth plane. There is going to be an increase in the gifts of the spirit, as I like to call them, because all of these manifestations that we have are indeed the gifts of the spirit. They are our innate, inherited right as beings, as spiritual beings, who are coming back into recognizing and utilizing those gifts which were with us from the beginning when we first came here on this earth plane. They are, as I said, they are God-given. And the one thing I also can say is people worry, do you pray? Do you worry, you know, before you do this? If you maintain the ideal of being good and God around you, that is the highest good that can be done from anything that you do or what you learn, then that is what's going to happen. Don't fear because you think something evil or ugly or dark is going to come out of it. When you start fearing, that's when something yucky happens. So my suggestion always is to hold to the highest ideal and see it within your own mind's eye, the highest ideal of serving good in God. Because all of these gifts, whether you share them with others or not, or if they're for yourself and your family, these gifts are for us to use in everyday living. They're for us to help with our families, to help us move closer to our source, to become more aware of the high spiritual development of each of us, and to move forward. And there's that reason at this time that these gifts are needed more and more, because the more troubled, the more unstable the earth politics are becoming, that much more are those children, or we who are the children of light, are going to receive the impulses and the guidance to open to the gifts of the Spirit so we can use them for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, and for the purposes of helping all others. And this is something that, again, we don't just come to this earth plane for one lesson. It is a multiplicity of things that we do here on this earth plane. It's not one-dimensional. The earth is not one-dimensional, nor are the things that we do on this earth plane one-dimensional. There are multiple reasons. And even as we live on this earth plane, our over-self, our higher self, is occupying space in doing other things in other universes elsewhere. Who we are in this physical body is about the size of your little finger. It's not even that, I'm guessing, but it's the closest I can get to it in dramatic prose. But we are also, in a spiritual aspect, doing other things. We are loving elsewhere. We are healing elsewhere. We are sharing and comforting elsewhere. Some people, when they get up in the morning, are exhausted, and they may have slept well. But very often, while you are asleep, it could be that you are assisting others who are suffering with prayer and healing in another dimension. That's not unusual. There are some people who have dreams that they recall of bending over people who have been wounded, perhaps in Iraq or Iran or someplace like that. But they are aware of serving others. And they sometimes think it's just a dream, but it's not really just a dream. It is, in fact, you helping others in other worlds to comfort and to aid. And that is a beautiful gift. And isn't it wonderful that we are able to do this? I think it's absolutely fascinating that we can indeed serve others, no matter where we are or what our standing is in life. So if we feel that we're not doing something, that's not true. Because even in sleep, we can be a savior to somebody else and bring comfort and love. If there's anybody else who wants to have a reading or having questions answered, please, please, please let me know. Feel free to call in. I would love to answer more or provide information, if I may. you know, help out others and give an understanding of a life situation or something of that nature. And if not, well, I can continue to talk. I have no problems with that. See, some of the situations that I have reached in these past few years have been very, very unique ones in bringing about an awakening and an awareness. And sometimes we go, or we're led where we'd rather not go, and that sometimes happens. But by and large, we have to remember that we have agreed to do all of this work. We have agreed to help with others and to serve others. We have agreed to grow spiritually, and we have agreed to assist in all things on this earth plane. We are not just passing visitors here. We are also the future as well as the past. We evolved in helping setting up this world. And in some way and measure, we are reaping what we sow, because what we have created on this earth plane, we are now reaping. And because we are our own past, we have past lives. Every thought, every passion, everything that we ever did is written. And we have to respond to that, because whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, it's what we wrote, and now we are living ourselves. That's one of the reasons why I find that doing the right thing and being good is so good, because I don't want to have to come back and have to redo it. To me, having reincarnation makes sense. And instead of letting it be a lazy thing to say, oh, next time around, you know, I have another chance to do it, I'm very careful not to have to say next time around, boy, am I going to have to clean up the mess. You know, I don't like following the elephant in the parade using a broom and a shovel to sweep it up. I'd rather take care of the situation now, so the next time around it would be an easy thing to do. Will I come back another time? I think maybe yes, maybe no. It depends on how I finish my life here and whether or not I wish to come back and work on this earth plane, or just work from the other dimension in helping people. It's betwixt and between, and it's an interesting concept, because we can choose whether or not we want to help from this side or the other side of the veil. And at that, and I can say this, in the future, the other side of the veil is going to be a lot more easily pierced, and I see us growing as we move into the fifth dimension and the sixth dimension. I see that we shall be able to go between the two worlds, becoming visible and invisible, because that's what we did in the beginning before we became so stuck in materiality, that we were able to indeed slide back and forth. And this was a part of what we did until we became too meshed and involved in the physical, chemical aspects of being human. And that's the interesting thing that was part of the archives, is that that's what was set up in the archives, is what we did. And so we're now coming back, and those of us who have created issues are in the process of cleaning up the issues. And I include myself in that, because I'm like everybody else. I'm here because there were things that had to be done and things that I had to take care of and clear. And
the guy
says
CBS Radio.
Pardon?
Hi.
Hi. May I help you?
Yeah, I was talking to Margaret yesterday on a radio channel.
Okay.
And I was she told me I had like 15 previous lives.
Okay, I'm sorry. Curious. Can you say who you are?
my name is David from New York.
David, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. Now, what is it you want to know?
I was, like, curious about my previous lives.
Okay.
I talked to a lady yesterday. I'm just new on the Internet, and I get these radio channels, like, from Washington now, and I'm interested in, like, the reincarnations and stuff like that.
Right. And what do you know of reincarnation?
I don't know anything about it. All I know is I'm kind of like, sometimes I believe it, and sometimes it's, you know, I can see a lot of evidence of it.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. I can see, like, animals that I've had. I get new animals, and it looks like they're, like, a reincarnation of the old animals.
That's very true. They very often will, especially...
I had an old cat, like, 18 years old, and then I got a new cat, like, 3 months ago. We found a new cat, and he's almost exactly the same as the old cat.
Does he have the same personality and characteristics?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, but see, our old cat was 18, and now we got a kitten, and he's...
Well, yes, animals do reincarnate. Yes, they do.
Yeah. Even the vet that took care of it, that when we brought the cat up there, he said, yeah, I believe in that energy. The vet said that.
Well,
we were
good
talking
for
about
him.
The old cat, so. And I was wondering about my... the lady yesterday told me that she said that I was like... I always thought like I was kind of like paranoid through all my other lives, she said.
Paranoid through other lifetimes?
Like, huh?
That in other lifetimes you were paranoid?
Yeah, all through my... I said, how many lives did I have? She said, 15.
Well, you've had more than that, but you've had major ones, okay?
Yeah.
Paranoid. Are you paranoid now?
A little, but not really as much as I used to be, because I'm 60 years old.
Okay.
But I used to be very paranoid all the time, you know? And, like, I don't think it was like a bad... well, it was just like I sort of like didn't trust anybody, you know? When it was like that, you know? It wasn't like a bad paranoia. I was like, I just didn't like trust anybody and, you know.
Did she explain to you why? Did she give you a past lifetime that brought that out?
Yeah.
What? What was the lifetime she chose?
Well, she didn't tell me what I was in previous lives.
She didn't.
She said I had previous lives and that I've been like this for the last 15 previous lives, and she said if I don't change, I'm going to be like that for my next one.
Okay. But she didn't tell you which past lifetime it was.
No,
anything
you know
about
what?
Okay.
I hung up. Well, after she was, I was done with her. I was talking to my wife about it, and she said, "Well, you should have asked her about that." And I said, "Well, I didn't even think about it actually."
Uh huh. Well, yeah, it's interesting to know something, but going back to the root cause is always interesting, I find, because once you find out why something is, usually you can change it.
Uh huh.
Okay. It's sort of, you know, you keep repeating a mistake if you don't know that this is a mistake you made.
Right.
Or get rid of it, because very often it's emotional. Is it past 15 lives? I'm not going to argue and say yes or no, okay?
Right.
I would find that annoyingly high.
Uh-huh.
And my personal opinion is, if I had that many lives, I'd worry about my mental.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But, basically, all right.
I find it interesting that people, you know, when they... Well, on these other shows, they go back and say these people were, like, in the Wild West and stuff like that. I find that really interesting.
Okay. Well, no, you weren't in the Wild West on that one. Your origin is further back, okay?
Okay.
We're talking about a time when, and I am seeing a couple of lives where you chose, you chose to live what one would say is an exciting or adventurous life, all
uh-huh.
right? You also were a scout.
A what?
A scout, S-C-O-U-T. Okay, one who goes ahead of the main army, checking out where enemies may be.
Oh, okay? Really?
This is way back, I would say, in the Persian lands.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, yes, and a paranoia was a good thing in those days because
uh-huh.
You had to make sure that you weren't caught.
Uh-huh.
All right, so this... Paranoia is not a word I would use for that.
Yeah.
I would call
it
caution.
I think that was kind of a rough word. Yeah, she didn't say it was paranoid. She just said that I think people are talking about me a lot. That's kind of like the same thing, right?
Paranoid, yes, or people are looking at you. Paranoia can
yeah.
be a number of things.
Yeah.
It can be a mental illness. It
yeah.
could be, you know, paparazzi stalking you. You
yeah,
know,
it's not that. It hasn't ruined my life or anything. You know,
right.
it's just that when somebody says when I used to work, I'm retired now. When somebody said I did a great job, I would say, oh, thank you, but then kind of not like believe that they really meant it. You know,
okay.
Stuff like that. You know?
Okay. Now that's another issue. I would not call that paranoia.
Yeah.
That to me,
she didn't say it was paranoia. She just said that I didn't like believe.
For me, that would indicate that you. Did not feel worthy and deserving of your job. okay, and of what you gain from your job. And that's a little bit different.
Right.
But you had lifetimes where you were more adventurous, and not one of them was a thief. And, you know, and so being paranoid goes along with thieves because you're always afraid of being caught.
Right.
Okay. I think also that that's one lifetime that says very clearly that you had to be very careful about where you went and what you did and with whom you spoke.
Right.
Because you know, betrayal for money was pretty standard, okay?
Right.
And in those days, you know, that meant death.
Right.
And not a very pleasant death either.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have that issue. Also, my feeling is that you worked in a capacity, and I'm feeling it's an architect or a scribe of some sort, something to do with buildings.
Uh-huh.
And you had very, very good ideas. You were creative. But because of your position, your ideas were claimed by the person who more or less owned you.
Right.
So you would be praised for your jobs, but you would never be given the real credit for it.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So you got...
Yeah, I can kind of identify with that. Yeah.
You can feel that?
Yeah, I can kind of identify that with... with a job I had for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say that one or more people like that were involved, and that person who was over you may have had something to do with that, may have been involved in that situation.
You said something about the Persian army.
Yeah, you worked with the Persians.
Yeah.
And. You were one of the lead scouts to move ahead and find out what the terrain was.
How many years back are we talking here?
Lord have mercy. We're talking about before B.C. We're talking about during the Persian Empire.
Oh, before B.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I love the military. You know, I was in the military, and to this day, I have like utmost respect for military, and like I am really into that military.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for that's one of the reasons why. And
yeah.
And also you were a spy at one time also.
A what?
Okay. A spy. S-P-Y.
Oh, a spy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And I think that was during the Revolutionary War here.
Not trusting people, right?
Huh?
That could be a reason for me not trusting people.
Yeah. And that was during the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very interesting.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So, you know, so you had a reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
You were also, my feeling is also, you were basically a good man. Those,
mm-hmm.
And part of being a thief gave you the ability to be a good spy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of prepped you for that. It's amazing how the talents we build in one lifetime can indeed be utilized in a different context in another lifetime.
I know, yeah.
But when you stop and think about it, being a good thief who could sneak around in one lifetime would be very good.
Yeah.
You know, to become a spy in another lifetime.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know,
and do
all
something
my life,
right.
Even when I was a little kid, I can remember, like, wanting to be like, I mean, I was, even when I was a little boy, I can remember, like, being like infatuated with military.
Yes, and you've
life,
had several lifetimes in military.
You know.
Yeah. I was trying to see if you fitted into the Roman. I don't see you in the Roman era. No.
Uh-huh.
Oddly enough, because many Romans are now back. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I do see you in others. I do see you in the Crusades. Okay.
Okay.
I do see you in that period of time. I would say in the first or second campaign, if you want to read about the Crusades, you would
right.
also
oh, yeah. Yeah,
identify with the Knights Templar.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
You should read up on the Knights Templar. There's some pretty good books out there.
Okay.
But that would be good.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye
thank
now.
You for calling.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too, hon. Bye-bye. Okay, we are coming up to the hour. If there's anybody else who would like me to give you a reading or give you some good information that I may, I would be delighted for you to do so. Otherwise, I will go back to talking about what we are here on this earth plane, which is to grow and to master ourselves. And we can be our own psychics. Don't let anyone tell you you can't. It's a little bit more tricky because, yes, we are emotionally involved and we can tend to see what we want to see and think what we want to think without really being detached from it. The more you can detach yourself from an answer, the more accurate you will be in seeking answers for you. That much I can assure you. It's when we are too involved in personally wanting something, which is why some people say you can't be your own psychic. You can if you just detach yourself from what the outcome will be. There are several methods to do so. The kinesiology, testing with the fingers for those that you know who know that. If not, I can teach again that another time, another night when I come on, how to do that. You can use a pendulum. There are some good books out there, an inexpensive pendulum. A pendulum can be a necklace on a string or a chain. It can be anything that's heavy. It could be a plumber's line, whatever. That, too, is a pendulum. So you don't have to go out and buy something expensive to do this. You can use anything at hand. A paper clip on the end of a thread would work, too. So this, I think you should. Again, those who want to know more about becoming their own psychic, again, please look into the ARE because they are a wonderful organization, and they do teach it well. And Carol E. Arison and Henry Reed are wonderful, wonderful teachers. I can't praise them enough as being wonderful teachers. And we're also, I'm glad to answer any questions. You can reach me on my email. It's psychicworlds4, and a psychic, capital P-A-H, P-S, capital P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, worlds, capital W-R-L-D-S, 4, the numeral 4, at AOL.com. I'd be delighted to give you a reading or go over a prior life with you, do some training, whichever. I'm happy to do that. That's what I can do. And you can reach me that. My phone number is area code 202-387-2080. And I would love to talk to you. We are going to have a wonderful gift of a person next week. That is Carl Helvey. He's an RN. I met Carl after having him on a guest on the show. He's a delightful human being. He's going to be on next week. He's a healer. He does alternate therapies. He's really a very, very, very special person. And I know you're going to enjoy him. He talks about aging and what we can do to keep ourselves in good health, no matter what our age. And he's just a delightful human being and has a lot of information. And the week after that, I am going to have guest Aaron Abrahamson and his wife Doris on. He used to give readings very, very similar to Edgar Cayce. He doesn't give them anymore. He's written books about his life in coming here to the U.S. when he was he's a very young man by himself, just at the turn before World War II, when people were fleeing from Europe from the Nazi occupation. So he is just wonderful. I've read his books, and I'm just delighted with this gentleman and his wife, and they are such wonderful spiritual people. He was originally a mechanical engineer and made his life and then turned his life over to this special work, and they are just a delightful human being and couple, and I just love them dearly, and you will be so pleased. And then in December, at the end, I think I might have Jackie Ryan back if we find out who was going to be the next president. We are going to have Tara, hopefully, on. She's no longer on BBS Radio, but I hope she will become a guest of mine from time to time. And Carol May for the Lotus Grid. And we have some other very wonderful people including young lady, I hope, Christina, who is a channel for an entity called Sophie, which in Greek is wisdom. So, and also we're hoping we can persuade to come back Stephanie, who is in Arizona. Stephanie, again, is a very, very dear and special person, and I feel that she is an incarnation of Edgar Cayce, so that should be lovely. Stephanie Stevens, she's a wonderful person, so we have some wonderful guests coming. I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening to BBS Radio, and I'm looking forward to serving you this coming year and providing you any information that I may and share with you what's happening in this world. And I am just as delighted as I can be. And we are almost out of time, I see. Always a sad thing for me because I so much enjoy sharing with you this period of time each week. I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful, blessed and happy new year. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you. And good night.